Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is, what day is today? It is the, I should have been prepared. It's the 21st of May. And it's time for our live local interview. The time is 8:16. I have two guests in the studio today. Nancy Neal, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. And Tanya Pulatau-Lang, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we are here to talk about an event coming up in about 2.5 weeks. It's Porch Fest 2026. It's put on by the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Tanya is a board member. And Tanya, I'm going to ask you for a little history and description of what the GSAC, or Greater Sitka Arts Council, does.
Absolutely. So the Greater Sitka Arts Council is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We have been in existence since 1973, so a very long, rich history in Sitka. We exist to increase arts awareness in Sitka. We do that through education, advocacy, and programming. It is also our vision that arts be a part of everyday life for all Sitkins, regardless of age, regardless of where they're maybe originally from, but everyone who is in Sitka, we want arts to be a part of their life. And so Porch Fest is one of the things that we do directly through our organization. We also have other events that we do each year, like the Wearable Art Show. We have 2 art walks each year. Our last one happened on the first sunny day after this epic snowstorm winter that we had.
And maybe the only sunny day since.
It was so well attended. People were so happy. It was wonderful to be able to be part of that. And then we also are an umbrella organization for other arts events in town, like Porch Fest, the Sitka Community Theater, Monthly Grind, and Sitka Strings.
Gosh, so many things. So probably almost all of those things will be represented at Porch Fest. So Nancy, let's talk a little bit about Porch Fest. I know you have kind of a special role. Nancy, you're the street performer coordinator and leader.
Yes, it's my favorite, obviously. I've been dancing here in Sitka for many, many years and been part of the Sitka Studio of Dance. And during our street performers slot, we're going to be located right in front of the Orthodox Church. We're going to have Sitka Cirque performers, Sitka Studio of Dance, featuring some of the recital dances. So if you weren't able to go, you can come and watch their recital pieces. We have the Alaska Storytellers, which is one of the groups that I'm with, and they're going to be featuring a couple of dances. We have Dancing with Nancy, so I'm going to be leading some movement. So if you're just strolling down the street and you want to just wiggle a little, you can hop on and just join me. We also have Zumba with Kate. And we have the New York Angel dancers coming in to perform as well. So it's a variety of style and music. And we're going to be on from 11 a.m. up until 4 p.m. But if you're interested in doing something with us, there is still time to sign up. And we can keep going because the event is from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. So we're there all day.
Right. So you've talked specifically about dance, but there's lots of other stuff going on.
Many things.
You also mentioned the Russian Orthodox Church. So, Tanya, I'll ask you, where is the Porch Fest? Where's it going to be?
So this year, the layout is a little bit different. In years past, we had a main stage that was at the Net Shed. This year, we are not going to be over there. We are trying to keep everything as centralized as possible. So we will be taking up the area of Lincoln Street from the church all the way to City Hall. And then we'll also be on Cat Leanne Street in between the Pioneer Home and Totem Square. And so that whole sort of T area is where all of Porch Fest will be happening. So we have vendors that will be selling products. We have food vendors that will be on that bit of Cat Leanne Road. And then we have musicians and live performers. Mm-hmm. And we have arts and crafts that are open to the public as well. So those are interactive art opportunities. We will have chalk art mm-hmm. again this year. So we'll see what happens with the weather. But even last year, I know Hannah had led that up. Hannah Portillo Swagel is the co-chair of Porch Fest with me. And they had tents over the sidewalk to ensure some dry chalk area.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit more about kind of the event itself. So this event is not a fundraiser.
Correct. So even though the Greater Sitka Arts Council spearheads this, we do not make any money off it. It's a break even for us, and it is something that we do because we love our community and we want to have an event that is open to anyone, that is not encumbered by financial barriers, mm-hmm. where everyone can experience art in a multitude of ways. And so the event's completely free. You come whenever you'd like. There is a schedule that will be released that will have times of specific performers. It will have times when those arts classes and interactive art opportunities are happening, but all of the sponsors who have helped support this, and we have a growing list, all of that revenue goes back into offering more programs and to making things free, so making mm-hmm. everything free.
So, gosh, I'm looking at when you talk about lots of performers, I'm just looking at the stage schedule, the tentative schedule, and there are 12 things on that schedule already. Mm-hmm. Almost all music, I think. I'm not familiar with all of them, which is also awesome because it's nice when new people step up and you get a chance to see what new people can do.
Exactly.
And have been working on maybe in their basement or in their bedroom or whatever, trying to work on songs or spoken word.
Absolutely. And that's part of our goal as the Greater Sitka Arts Council, is to have that opportunity for new and emerging artists mm-hmm. to perform, and then also to receive mentorship, because mm-hmm. when you are a newer emerging artist and you get to see people who are experienced, you are able to learn and grow so much more and so much more quickly.
So I see lots of kind of typical things that I would see for Porch Fest or any kind of a street fair, like music and art vendors, the dancers that we talked about earlier. But I also see some workshops that you have scheduled as well. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So each year we have art workshops. In the past, there have been fees that have been required just to cover materials. This year, I believe that we have received funding that's enabled it to be free for everyone who would like to attend. So far, the ones that have been confirmed are tile painting, collaging, and steamroll prints. And so that is, yeah.
Okay, what's a steamroll print? I don't know what that is.
I am actually not 100% sure. I'm sorry, I wasn't on the sign up for art workshop. It's through the Sitka Conservation Society, though. Last year they did button making. They recycled some of their former calendars. And so we will have to find out.
I think it's a roller on fabric, actually. I think. Oh. I might be wrong. But it's new. So this is exciting.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, Nancy, what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, okay. So this year, like we said, this is an all-family-friendly event, and we're trying to include as many people as we can. So this year, I teamed up with some people at the Pioneer Home, and I am going to lead a chair dance with our friends there. So that's something new for me and super exciting. So I will be at the church area, and then I'm going to run over to do the chair dancing with my friends at the Pioneer Home, and then I'm going to run right back to the street performance area so we can keep running this event literally all day.
Well, knowing you, I know you will be running back and forth from place to place. Let's talk a little bit about, since this is still 2.5 weeks out, there's still opportunity for people to participate either as a performer or to volunteer. What opportunities are out there for folks?
Absolutely. One of the nice things is you can go on to our website and you can sign up through the site. So it's a very easy process at sitkaartscouncil.org. We are still looking for volunteers, so it takes a village, truly, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of volunteers, but there are still more volunteer opportunities. But for those people who may still want to be a vendor or who still want to perform on stage mm-hmm. or who would like to have a pop-up food booth, you can still sign up to do that. I will say you need to do it very, very, very soon. Yes, as please. Peter just mentioned, 2.5 weeks out is not a lot of time. We are finalizing our schedule and we'd like to get it out. But we also want to make sure that no one is left out who wants to participate. And so I do encourage everyone to go to the website, sign up, come join us for just an amazing day of art in the downtown corridor.
Yeah, it's a full day of arts experience in lovely Sitka, when it's going to be sunny. I'm just going to call it right now.
I'm putting it out there, too. Putting it in order yes. with the universe.
Yes, absolutely. So super Great. Excited.
Want to make sure we shout out the producer. So Amber Livingston Emmons is the producer. And gosh, the level of organization that I've seen so far has been fantastic.
Thank you.
And the event is always fun because I've been able to go down there and take part in the activities. I'm not dancing, Nancy. I've not ever done any of your dances.
Come on down.
That's a little scary.
Come on down. Yes, step and clap and wave your hands and wiggle here and you're good. All right. It's a good time.
If I can, I'd also like to just give a shout out to our sponsors.
Sure.
And there's still an opportunity to sponsor if you'd like to, but Porch Fest has been so well received throughout the years, but this year our funders have really come through. We've received grants from the City and Borough of Sitka, from White Elephant, from the Sitka Coast Guard Spouses and Women's Association. We received an Alaska State Council on the Arts and NEA grant. So Porch Fest is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment of the Arts. The Hames family came through as a platinum sponsor. Our gold sponsors are Sitka Rotary, B. Jordan Photography, Whites Incorporated. Silver sponsors are the local Wells Fargo branch, Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce, Sciatica Incorporated, and bronze is the Donut Shack, Hazel, Aza, Amelia, Carter, and Jeff, Limestone Carpentry and Contracting, Sitka Food Co-op, Shauna Thornton, Graham Carpentry and Construction, and there's still room for more.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a great list, right?
Yeah, and with all those sponsors, that lets you do this event without charging any fees and just making it available for anyone that wants to participate.
Yeah, what a way to bring the community together. Yeah, this is another fun day for our neighbors to really get to know each other and see what we offer here and these sponsors and all the support that is coming in through for this wonderful family-friendly event. Yes. One of my favorites.
Well, we are out of time.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I know. We could talk about this for a long time. In case you just joined us, we've been speaking about Porch Fest 2026 coming up on June 6th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Nancy Neal is the street performer, coordinator, and leader. All of those things wrapped up into one thing. Tanya Pulitau-Lang is on the board for GSAC, and she's co-chairing the event along with Hannah Portillo-Swagel. Amber Livingston Emmons is the producer. Lots of things on tap here coming up in about 2.5 weeks. Again, Tanya, just real quick, where can people go if they're interested in more information?
They can go to our website at sitkaartscouncil.org.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and wish you all the best for your event.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.